It's my great pleasure to invite Darren, who is visiting with us. He's a guest from City Reach Church, those that own the building here and have blessed us so mightily. So Darren, would you like to come on up? May I pray for you briefly before you speak with us? Father, we just want to thank you for Darren. We thank you for giving of his time today, that he has put extra effort in to come and bless us with his testimony that he is going to share. Father, would we likewise be a blessing to him? And we bless you, Jesus, in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you very much. Yes, well, thank you for having me and inviting me for a little brief coffee story time. And that gets me going. That's the hard part, is coffee and brief with me is difficult at times. So I'll try and stay on point here. But thank you for inviting me in, Maria, Melanie and Toe. So you might have noticed a few little tins kicking around the coffee machine. That is my handiwork. It's the output of a little project called 10 Talent Coffee. Let me tell you about how that little side hobby came to be. I actually work part-time for a workplace ministry, a Christian workplace ministry here in Adelaide called Engage Work Faith. And part of what we do is we talk to Christians about how their work is of real importance to the work of God in their life, in the way it shapes them as the disciple, and as a place where mission can happen, often at a slow pace. It requires patience and prayer and support, and that's how we help people. And as part of that, I was thinking, well, I don't want to be someone that just talks about how to do work well and how to do all those things. So coffee is part of my passion. It's been a growing passion over the years, from drinking it to roasting it in the backyard with a heat gun and a little metal bowl and burning my hands and then using welding gloves and getting smarter. But then I thought, I was chatting with a mate last year, and I thought, wouldn't it be good to try and use this as a little thing to put some sweat and tears into something that God can shape me through? But also as a means, work is something that God has given us, not for just self-fulfillment, but ways in which we can reach other people. And so all of you here do work, believe it or not, whether it's paid work or not. If you're a volunteer somewhere, you're putting in effort, you're putting in work, you're doing it for someone else. And we receive joy out of that too. But we are predominantly, all good jobs do something for someone else. And I think it's very hard to think of a job that does nothing for anyone else. So this is my little passion project, just to get my hands dirty and try and do some good with a small thing that God's put in my life. And the name 10 Talent Coffee comes from the parable that Jesus told in Matthew 25, where there's, and I might be too bold, I maybe should have called it 5 Talent Coffee. But if you know the parable, God gives, the story goes, the master gives these people each a different set of talents, different number, and that was sort of a representative of their coins. So he gave one 5 coins. I think one was 2 and one was 1. I probably got the numbers wrong. And the master returns, and he's most happy with those that have brought him a return on investment, have done good with what's been given to them. And the 5 person returns 5, and hence 10 talents are returned. The other returns double again, so 2 turns to 4, I think it is. And then 1 is in trouble because he was so timid and so frightened that he dug a hole, put his coin in the ground, and did nothing with it. So this is my little attempt to, however many talents I do have, I'm not sure, and if you drink my coffee, it's fine for you to rate it lower than 10 talent, that's fine. I just chose that because it alliterates the 2 T's. But it's my little attempt just to try and do some good with a passion thing that God's given me, to give me some empathy with those that are in their own ventures, in their own places of toil and sweat and tears, and then trying to do good with it. And I love to see up here, you're trying to influence communities and you're trying to impact nations. Even communities is a big vision, right? To influence your community is a big deal. And then to have those communities turn into something that impacts nations. Well, it all starts with something small, doesn't it, as we influence each other. And so I want to influence the community around this place for good through coffee. And I'd love to do it through influencing the lives of young school kids over here. And there's already conversations happening where they're keen to have me partner with them and running some little training around coffee and science and all sorts of fun stuff to help them see the big picture of what God might do in their lives in just a tiny way. But also through the way we can be more of an outreach. When we first started meeting here as City Reach Marin, we met in the school library. And the school was very good to let us host over there. We used to have the coffee cart on wheels that we used to groan about wheeling out of the the box over there and all the way over, and then we'd moan about wheeling it back. You know, not too badly, but what we have missed in putting it on a bench is it's there every week for us. But we used to be able to take it out into the community. We'd take down the sports oval and do it with a sports event for the school. At the same time, there'd be yoga mums, and we'd be offering coffee and starting conversation and just trying to be a presence for good in the community and start conversations that can go much deeper than that. Who knows? So this is what I'm venturing into, and I thought I'd come and share a little bit with you. I'll even share with you some of my flaws, because that's what it's all about here. The sorts of things you learn as you start something. You'll appreciate this in your own ventures in life, whatever it is, whether it's parenting, whether it's musicianship. You're always making mistakes as you go, and this is my thing that I probably shouldn't tell you, but I will anyway. You'll notice these labels slide slightly. You have no idea how much that irritated me when I got these back from the printer. And it wasn't perfect, and I was sweating over the small details. I was getting frustrated. And my thought patterns and even my speech, I have to confess, veered into the territory of not doing something for God in that moment. And these are good lessons to learn as we go, right? Work has its pain and its toil as we try and do good for others. But if we commit to God, it's not about being perfect. It's about trying to get good to come from what He has blessed us with. So that's the little story of coffee that's happening here. It's being roasted on site. The church has really supported me here. My church in Cedar Ridge, Marion, they've let me put a roaster in the side room out there, which is lots of fun. And I'm roasting coffee and I'm making some good conversations, connections already with those that are supporting me around here. So if you want to join in, feel free to hit me up. The website's on the back if you want to partner and have me as a little supplier of coffee. Try it. If it's not only 3-talent coffee, there's no pressure on you to try it ever again. That's fine too. Hopefully let me know if you thought it tasted bad, and we'll see if we can improve things. That's always good. But if you're dead keen on a tin, I've even made it easy for you. So you can scan a QR code. It takes you to the web page. You can see all about the product. You can read about someone else's talents, the coffee grower, and what they've done to get you the coffee as well via an importer. So that's the little story of coffee that's happening here. And I just want to thank you again for having me to share the little story. I hope it inspires you in your work this week as you toil and sweat, and hopefully not swear too much, as you do it for God and for others. So thank you for having me this afternoon. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's great to see what you get up to here and hear the beautiful music today. It was a real blessing to be here. Let's pray. Father God, we do thank you for the way you've brought us together here as a church, this community here, Marion Vineyard. We thank you for the people that are united under Jesus here, that have love one for another, can feel it in the room, the way they sing to you. We pray a special blessing on them as they continue to inspire each other to love and good works as you have asked us to do. We pray that we would, they would disciple well under Jesus here, and they would influence their community, the people that are around them, and that together with other church communities, we might impact a nation for you. So we thank you that you are powerful, you're in control, and you are doing good even when we fail. So we thank you for all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you very much.
I'm just going to pray for Holly as she comes up. No, I'm not stealing the show, everybody. Don't worry. Sorry for that. All right. So, Lord, we just thank you for Holly. We thank you for her amazing story that she's about to share with us. We thank you for all the trials and tribulations that she has gone through, the relationship with you that she has grown deeper with. And, Lord, would you just be able to bring out all the best bits that we can also learn from, Lord, because this is something to be shared with everybody around the world. So would you just help Holly do that, and we partner with you. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Angus. Yes. So it's technically Testimony Sunday. So I am reporting back from, I shared a little while ago about a project that I've been working on called XP. And so I wanted to give you an update as my church family of what we've been up to. And then also about, because you're my family, how I've been doing in all of that as well. Cool. I've actually got some photos of some behind-the-scenes photos of what we've been doing. So for those who don't know about this project I've been working on and that Marion Vineyard have been supporting me with, I've been producing a film series called XP, which means Experience Points or exploring. That is a video resource to help young Australians explore questions of life, faith and their story, which is set on a road trip. So you see some Aussie locations there, particularly for kids without a faith background to be introduced to questions of meaning, hope, wonder and adventure. So it's 9 episodes long, and each of them are 8 minutes long. So essentially it's a feature-length film that we shot over 25 days. And it was a lot. it was quite the adventure. And, yeah, we're talking about using our work for the Lord in what we do. This is what I do. I'm a filmmaker. And so I was the producer. And so producers tend to, they call locations, apply for permits, create schedules, make sure everyone arrives on time, handles finances and legal documents. So there was a lot on my shoulders. And because we were a small-scale production with limited people, I also did a lot more than that as well. Talking about bringing coffees and catering for the day. And so now we're in like post-production, which is editing. And so we've done all the filming, which you can see up on the screen. But there's still lots of editing to do, including animation and things. So we're aiming for a release date towards the end of the year. We're looking at November, potentially. So you'll hear about that when it happens. But yes, I also wanted to share kind of how I was going with it, because when I last spoke, I was struggling and I was finding this role because it was quite the step up in my career. So I'd like to keep you updated because it got even harder. The last few months have been like the hardest and most intense project of my entire life, which really rocked me, which is saying something because if you know anything about my international filmmaking history, I've made some short films in some pretty adventurous circumstances. So it's funny that the one on my home soil really rocked me the most. We were dealing with some pretty horrible weather, pretty much everything you could imagine apart from snow. Heat, cold, wind, rain, 10 plus hour days, sometimes filming outdoors until 3 a.m. in the morning for 3 nights in a row was what happened at one point. There were some relational and creative differences between team members and also a couple COVID cases throughout the time as well that we had to deal with that caused cancellations of things. And the whole time I'm going, God, what? What? I thought you were in this project. I thought you were protecting us. What is this? I was praying desperate prayers in my car and pumping worship music. My family can attest I was in tears most nights, feeling crushed by the weight of it all, really. And my brain seemed unable to switch off. Even in my sleep, I was booking extras and making schedules and thinking about the worst case scenario of things. And so at times, I was, you know, a lot of the time I was struggling with a lot of insecurity and anxiety around a lot of insecurity and anxiety around being in a role that I felt responsible for the entire production and the people and the money involved, and things didn't go super smoothly. So I felt like a lot of the time that, oh, maybe if a more industry experienced professional was in this role, maybe the production would have run more smoothly in the industry sense. But I actually found myself telling a friend on set one day that maybe even if that was true, the project wouldn't be the same. That this project isn't a typical industry production. It has a spiritual and eternal and kingdom component to it. And if I truly believe that God opened this door for me to step into this role, I can truly believe that this project didn't need a more industry experienced producer, but that this project in particular needed a Holly. I learned a lot of things about a lot of things, and like I'd never had to hire a portaloo before, that was new to me, but I also learned a lot about myself. I found myself pondering the qualities that I have that could be seen as a weakness in the role, but actually seeing them as a strength. My softness and my femaleness and my relational focus could be seen as a weakness to a more ruthless, pragmatic sort of producer, and they tend to be like that in the industry quite a bit. But I found that the way I did things made me approachable to council members and location owners and the general public, and which opened unique doors for us and relationships in getting locations and in getting permits and getting, you know, being able to use certain spaces. And being a young woman leading a team of mostly men, older, taller, and more industry experienced than myself, was interesting to observe. And it also, in a way, revealed a few lies that I had subconsciously taken on about being young and about being a woman in leadership. And so it got me thinking about that kind of thing from being in that space. And this also harks back to a word that I received in 2016 on my first Youth with a Mission course that has kept being brought up time and time again in all the different projects that I've been a part of and just other aspects of my life. The phrase, you are bigger than you think you are, and despite my age or literal stature, and also the call of Gideon when God called him to way higher than he thought he was even capable of and then came through. Another word, actually, that kept me going this month, we had a servant leadership meeting a week before we started shooting, and Josh Woodley actually gave me a word that day, which was running on soft ground. Do you remember that one? Yeah. So we all wrote on a piece of paper, didn't know who we were going to get, and then picked a name out of a hat, and that was the phrase that was given to me, running on soft ground. And we took this, and we talked about it, and came up with the meaning that... this is an opportunity. This opportunity is a way to accelerate in a safe place, in a safe space, which a lot of the time it didn't feel like, to be honest. But then I put that note in my diary, and so I would see it every now and again, and I would remind, and it would remind me that this is like a massive jump in my career and skills that would have been way harsher in any other environment. That it's an incredible opportunity full of dedicated people working at something really hard together. And like Maria brought up last week with the verse in Romans 5, that there are some character things that you can only gain through suffering. And this was kind of like a safe suffering in a way. That like, you know, I was legitimately suffering, but at the same time, it was within the boundaries of God calling me that direction and calling me to that thing. And so it was legitimate hardship, but with purpose. And so it was quite the ordeal, but it took me a while to get out of the body and mindset of go, 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 because I was very burnt out. So also learning, it was a learning point to rest properly too. And originally, I had wished that I could stand up here and report some like wacky miracle that like God held back the rain or healed someone or something on set. But like miracles of funding and connections had already happened to get the project to the point of production to begin with. And then God continued to keep us hemmed in with countless little miracles that some I'm aware of and some that I'm not aware of. And I can definitely say that we fought for this thing, and with the purpose in mind for young people, this video series is meant for young people to wrestle with life questions and eventually encounter Jesus. And so we were to come up against some difficulty, but we fought to get it done. And so what we've done is we've filmed these 9-8-minute long episodes, taken a break for a moment, and then we'll piece it together for the rest of the year. And then hopefully this will be used as a resource in youth groups and community centres and schools to start discussion around these things and get kids talking about big life questions and that kind of thing. And yes, eventually to encounter Jesus. But thank you for supporting me along the way. It's not done yet, but I'm taking a bit of a less involved role now as we go into post-production. But I thank you for your prayers and for the odd prop or the odd person who came on set to be an extra. There's been a lot of support from lots of people's churches and families and things to see this thing happen. So I thank you very much for that. And thanks for listening. Cool. Are you speaking too, Angus?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what about I pray for you then? All right. Lord, thank you for testimony. Thank you for the stories in our lives that we get to share and celebrate with each other with. And so I thank you for Angus. I thank you for his obedience to you and his love for you. I just pray that the story that he shares today would really impact us, that you would highlight the parts to us that we're meant to hang on to, and that you would, anoint him for this time of sharing. In Jesus' name, amen.
G'day, g'day, everybody. How are we? Going well, I hope. G'day, Pastor Toe. Sorry, let me just get my stuff going. All right. So, wow, the last little while, it's been a journey, much like Holly, but mine's nowhere near that crazy. It's just been a very mental journey for me over the last, especially 6 months leading up to this point. I've nearly finished my apprenticeship, which has been a long time coming and a very hard road, lots of trials and tribulations. And as I'm coming to this time, I've been taking a lot of notes on a lot of different things recently, you know, different sermons at church or sermons of things I've listened to at, you know, just by myself on YouTube and stuff like that. And I felt God asking me a lot of questions in these notes. And so I have felt to bring that to you today. So the first question, why do you come to church? Big, big question. Why do you come to church? Is it because you're hungry for the word? Are you hungry for what the speaker has to say? Do you want to learn more? Oh, still going black, sorry. Do you want to learn more and just get to know God better? Is it because of the worship? Do you come because you enjoy the music, because you enjoy just giving everything to God and having a great time and just being able to connect with God and people that way? Or is it because simply, well, it's the Christian thing. I'm a Christian, I'm supposed to come to church, so I'll come to church. Because I know I've come for those three reasons, in and out, at various different times, and sometimes, you know, it can be hard to come. But that leads into, where is your faith at? And do you believe that God is your King, that Jesus died for your sins, and that you have access to the same power that Jesus used and used to perform all the miracles and to do all the speaking that he did when he was here on earth? Because I found that when my relationship with God is closer, when my faith is at a great level, it's so easy to come to church, isn't it? Because you want to be here. You want to learn more. You want to get to know God better. So in Matthew 14:27, just a bit of context, this is where Jesus is walking on water towards the disciples and they think he's a ghost to start off with. But immediately Jesus spoke to them saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Jesus got out the boat, Peter got out the boat and walked on water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat and the wind ceased, and those in the boats worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." So there's a lot in that. Jesus calls us to get out the boat. Would you get out the boat? Would you be in the middle of the ocean and go, "Oh yeah, he's walking on water, so can I?" Because my brain still struggles to comprehend that. That's nuts. How do you get out and walk on water, man? That's crazy. But that is the power that God has given us. And so, you know, what else can we do? What else can we do in God's power? But that's the key thing, in God's power. Nothing we can do on our own. And that's part of the journey that I've been going on is I want to do all this stuff. I got all these plans. I'm ready to be finished my apprenticeship, go and do these great, cool things, you know, maybe earn a bit of money, go buy a house, move interstate, overseas, who knows? Great plans. But how can I do any of that if I don't have my God at my side? So in that, what is God calling you to do now? When was the last time you stepped out? And how often should we be stepping out? Well, there is no answer to how often should we be stepping out. I feel like that's how often does God call you to step out? How often are you listening to God and what he's saying to you to step out? So just a little experience of mine. A few weeks ago, I was driving to work, 6 o'clock in the morning. That's, well, just before is when I leave. But at about 6 o'clock in the morning is when I was coming to this coffee shop, which I don't normally go to because the first time I went, I didn't like the coffee. Now, this day, I felt God say to me, "I want you to stop at this coffee shop." And if you see the colour green, I thought it was to do with the green shirt, but if you see the colour green, I want you to pray for this. And if you see the colour red, I want you to pray for this. Now, when I got there, I said to the guy, you know, ordered my coffee, and I went, hey, I'm a lunatic, but I heard this from God. I was wondering, is any of this accurate? And the coffee shop, when I walked in there, everything was green. All the walls, there was plants everywhere. So I'm like, right, well, green's a pretty good colour then, isn't it? So anyway, I got a little bit mixed up with what I heard, because the first thing, I think it was a knee, he was going, no, no problems with my knees, that's fine. And then I went to go and ask him about his elbow. I think that was the other thing. And he goes, but I'm having some troubles with my elbow, man. And I'm like, well, you're not going to believe this. And I swear I'm not making this up. Anyway, I prayed for the man and got my coffee and I left. So in that, I listened to God. I didn't get it exactly right. And every time we listen, you're not going to get it exactly right. But that was just a chance or a time where I seemed to have listened pretty well. And I prayed for the man and it went pretty smoothly. But sometimes, you know, maybe when God calls you to do something, you aren't going to get it right on the first time, but maybe there's actually a lesson in that. Because I've had a lot of times and a lot of experiences where I'll pray for somebody or I'll ask them about something and they go, nah, mate, you got that very wrong. So I just encourage you in that to keep stepping out and keep going into what it is God's calling you into. Because a little while ago, I listened to this sermon and Todd White, and he said, the only thing we have to lose is our dignity, and that is not a fruit of the Spirit. And I thought, wow, that's so true. Like, God gives us and equips us with everything we need, and our dignity is not one of them. He calls us to be a fool for Christ. So I just encourage you just to step out and to move in the places that it is, you know, that God is calling you to move, because you might not get it right every time, but that's the cool thing. God will just pick you back up. And he teaches us, and we get to move on to the next one. So, yeah, I'll just pray. So, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the journey that you've taken me on, and that I get to share that with everybody, Lord. So, as you've brought out today, Lord, would you just be able to highlight to everybody where it is that you want them to go, where it is you want them to be, and what it is you want them to do, Lord, would they just be able to be so in tune with you that we can start as a church bringing in disciples, Lord, that we can step out and pray for people, that we will see healings and miracles because you did, so why can't we? You said, everything that I have done, you will do the same and greater. So, Lord, we step into that right now and we declare your mighty name. In Jesus' name, amen. Sorry. I invite you all now to stand up and we're going to get into a couple, or one more worship song. So, yeah.